At least 400 ISIS terrorists have been trained to commit atrocities in Europe. They have been organised in different cells to carry out a wave of bloody attacks, according to what sources within the security services of Europe and Iraq have told the AP news agency. One senior Iraqi security officer claims that the cell that carried out the Paris attacks has now spread to Germany, Britain, Italy, Denmark, and Sweden. ISIS is said to have dedicated training camps in Syria, Iraq, and possibly a number of former Soviet states, in which jihadists are given special training for attacks in Europe. According to one source in the security services, they are trained in combat technique, as well as surveillance and how to handle explosives. Previously, many attackers only received a few weeks' training. The strategy has changed now. Special units have been set up. Training lasts longer now, the source reports. Panorama, the BBC's investigative news programme, claims that ISIS has a network consisting of a total of 1,500 recruits trained in terrorism who could be planning new attacks in Europe, according to Swedish radio. Omni News Service, the 23rd of March, 2016. 2 years earlier, Vanessa knew from the start that it had been a mistake. A mistake to get involved, to install false hope by agreeing to become a mentor. All because she just couldn't stand the restlessness of not having a task, a purpose. At first, the idea had seemed good, noble even, to spend her suspension from the police, caused by a DUI, by volunteering at a shelter for unaccompanied refugee children and focusing on teaching the girls self-defence. But she should have known as soon as she met Natasha that she wouldn't be able to just be a mentor to her without becoming emotionally invested in her life. Not when she heard Natasha's story and felt fully present in the moment for the first time in what felt like forever. When she spoke to Natasha, Vanessa didn't once think about Adeline, the baby girl.